Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about all the uproar concerning the long overdue Republican reforms calling for citizens to produce a government-issued ID before they can vote. Oh, for crumb's sake, people, settle down. It's an ID. You need one to fly or even to take out a library book. What is wrong with ensuring the integrity of the electoral process? This isn't voter suppression, it's voter protection. And no, we can't find more than 30 examples of voter fraud over the last 15 years, but that doesn't mean it isn't happening. You can't see gravity either, but all your liberal scientists pretty much agree that that's going on all the time, right? Besides, who doesn't have a driver's license? Do you really want people who can't drive to be able to vote? Have you taken a bus lately? What's next? You gonna open voting up to homeless people? You know what they're going to vote for? Free pints of vodka. And yes, we're also trying to reduce the abuses caused by early voting. Why? Because it's un-American to make it so easy to vote. That's why. Perhaps voting on a Tuesday is inconvenient for you. Well, nobody said democracy was supposed to be convenient. You might want to think about moving to North Korea. They only have one name on the ballot there. Doesn't get much more convenient than that. When it comes right down to it, maybe it's time we go back to only letting white male landowners vote. After all, they're the ones who run the country, and they could pay for the privilege. And the more money they spend, the more votes they get. Eventually, the guy with the most money would end up running stuff. That's the way they used to do it in Europe, and they turned out okay. Except for a few archdukes and the Russian Romanovs, that is. Yeah. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.